on digital radio, on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sportscast, October 13th, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. Visit us on thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X at The Sportscast and check out our app, The Sportscast for iOS. We got some breaking news. The Tennessee Titans have fired head coach Brian Callahan after a 1-5 start. The team, he started with the Titans last year, got a new quarterback in this year's draft, and now he's gone mid-season, the first coach getting rid of. And join us all the way from Northeast Ohio, Mr. Dan Madden. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
Yeah, good to be here. Yeah, the only better headline would be Kevin Stefanski fire, but maybe that'll be coming. But yeah, I kind of expected this one, you know, just out of the gate, you know, just not really being competitive with the new quarterback and everything. And so mid-season, you know, bit unusual, but you know, they're ready to make a move.
Yeah, had to make a move. Callahan finished a record of 4-19 as the Tennessee Titans coach. Just got a quarterback, and Cam Ward, number one pick. The football operations of Tennessee, Chad Brinker said, after extended conversations with our owner and general manager, we met with Brian Callahan this morning to tell him we are making a change at head coach. These decisions are never easy, and they become more difficult when they involve people of great character. We are grateful for Brian's investment in the Titans and Tennessee's community during his tenure as head coach. We thank him and his family for being exemplary ambassadors of Tennessee Titans. You know, it's kind of tough when you have to proceed after Mike Vrabel, who had a good run with Tennessee, and then going after him. But, you know, only 3 wins in his first season.
I mean, it's question. I mean, why? I mean, you're getting Vrabel, who had some wins. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you're comparing. You got rid of this guy, Vrabel, and then we brought this guy in, and he's worse. You know, like, I mean, you got rid of a good coach, pretty much. I mean, see what he's doing in New England. So,
yeah,
mind-blowing.
Exactly. Patriots are 3-2, so they're looking good right now, and Mike Vrabel is probably laughing at all this. Potential head coaches, I don't know who's available, Dan. Anyone in mind? I mean, I can't think of Bill Belichick. I heard there's rumors he might leave, but I don't think it will be him. But any idea who could be the head coach for the Tennessee Titans in the next – well, not this year, maybe. Maybe next year.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe – you know, an offensive coordinator. I'm not real sure. I mean, I don't think there's anyone that's gonna, you know, I guess it could be, I mean, they're not gonna hire somebody else that gets fired probably. So my hunch is they probably get a coordinator. Not sure who at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they'll hire anyone this season, but there is a man named Mike McCarthy. I haven't heard that rumor, but I'm just pulling up on the Google search.
Yeah.
And, Cliff Kingsbury, no, he's a well, yeah, it could be him, but that'll be until next year if you ever considered. Right. And of course, you got Brian Flores, but he has a lot going on with lawsuits. Todd Monken, Ravens offensive coordinator, but anyone that's free, I can think of the guy who coached the Raiders, and not the Saints, the Bucks as well. He might be available, but I don't know who wants to start midseason, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But, well, there you have it, Tennessee first coach. Now, let's get on the topic about Ron Stefanski, you know, losing, especially losing 22 straight in Pittsburgh. But not him, all him, but what's going on? Any word? Are you like the only Brown supporter that wants Ron Stefanski out, or you've been hearing it?
There's a lot of rumblings definitely online about it. I mean, particularly this offense that he's in charge of. He's the offensive coordinator, and they haven't scored more than 17 points in 10 games. So the offense is just stagnant, these dink and dunks. I mean, it's just undisciplined. I mean, the penalties, you can't get ahead of the chains. And it's just awful, this game plan he's putting together. But I'm hearing that it might not happen, and here's why. Because the Browns are building this big dome in 2028, and they are looking long-term. They don't want to – if they don't win now, that's fine to them. They don't care that our fans are going every game, the dog pounds hype every single game, every year. They're playing for 2028. So in their mind, they're looking long-term, a two-year plan, not winning now, and that's unfair for guys like Myles Garrett, who's putting his heart out every single down, and I don't see them making a move. I mean, I love that for that to happen, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Dylan Gabriel had 221 yards. What did you think about his performance for his game number two?
He's not the guy. I mean, I've seen enough of Dylan Gabriel. I mean, he's too short. I mean, in the game plan, I mean, if you're not going to open it up for him and throw the ball, he's getting his receivers killed out there because he's just throwing these quick slants, and they got alligator arms, and they're going to get their heads ripped off. I mean, and the receivers can't catch that. I mean, that's part of it, but he's not it. I've seen enough. I mean, let's just put out Sanders out there and see what he can do, because I don't see him being any more than a backup. I mean, it's just the line's terrible. I mean, you could have Tom Brady back there and they would struggle. It's bad.
It's bad, bad. Quinshon Johnson in the rushing had 36 yards.
And that's the other thing. They didn't run enough. They dropped the back of rookie QB 52 times, 52 passes against a Pittsburgh Steelers defense. I mean, and Junkins has shown that he could be a good. What are we dropping this guy back 52 times for? Is it in a second game his career against the Pittsburgh Steelers? I mean, it's just asinine. They had the ball at the 3-yard line, first down, and they thought, oh, let me go back and pass, and then they get a penalty or a sack. They drop back, and then they have to kick a field goal. I mean, those type of play calls, it just – and I did hear that he's open. He did say in his presser, Stefanski, that he's open to giving a play calling to Tommy Rees again. So we'll see. Oh, I think he probably knows that his line – if you have an offensive coordinator on staff and they don't call the plays, what exactly does the offensive coordinator do? Like, why do you have to have that position coach if the head coach calls the plays? That doesn't make sense to me. I don't – is it just part of the game plan? They help with game plan or something? I don't know what that they do.
I totally agree. I think which is the same issues with like here in Miami with Coach McDaniel, where he's doing the play calling, but a lot of our supporters down here are saying it should be the offensive coordinator. And you're right. That should be one of the main things of offensive coordinator does, call the plays, you know? Yeah. So six sacks by the Steelers. How'd you think about this? Like, what'd you think about like the Steelers' performance yesterday?
No. Steelers are playing great. I mean, their defense is solid. Rodgers, you know, looked good. I mean, the first half, I mean, it's down. It could have been a lot worse. We held them to field goals. You know, I'm like optimistic at halftime. But you know, just went downhill from there. And Myles Garrett, I mean, he was non-existent. I mean, it seems like every time he plays the Steelers, he's non-existent. He only had one sack. I don't know if it's getting to him, like he's working too hard and for the offense not to do anything. So he's just kind of easy. The morale's probably down a little bit. Campbell got burnt, the new acquisition. It was like an even trade. Newsom got burnt in Jacksonville, and Campbell got burnt. So I guess it was pretty even trade right there.
Going on value-wise. Yeah, those kind of like random trades the Browns were doing. That one and plus the Joe Flacco trade. With Joe Flacco, they don't have a good game either. So if that gives you a little bit of hope.
No. No, I mean, the first half was a little sketchy, but he had some drives in the second half that at least gave him a shot. I mean, he still...
I saw more Chase Brown now.
Yeah, yeah.
And T. Higgins, yeah, he's on my fantasy team, so I saw some more catches, so there was some hope. Jake Browning, this did not do his job. A couple of injuries. Fred Warner, linebacker of the San Francisco 49ers, season-ending injury. He is a big part of this Niners team. Dislocated and a broken ankle. So that's definitely he's out. But how much of a loss is that for the Niners?
Yeah, no, he's a big leader back there for sure. So that's going to be a big hole to fill moving forward for that defense.
Yeah, twice something. The loss against the Buccaneers last night. So it was a good game. I mean, do you think Baker's MVP contender, or you think that's all?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no. As much as I am sad that he's not in Cleveland, but I'm happy for him that he's put it together. But two other teams got rid of him too after Cleveland. So you can put fault at the Rams and the Carolina because they had him too. So either he got it together or it's the cast that he has around him. He's got a lot of weapons, coaching, but yeah, he just got a grit about him. I mean, there's one player watching and like, it was like third and like 16 and like he did a spin move and then he's dying. I mean, he's not slack. I mean, he just got the first down and it's like, he got up and was just, he talks smack. I mean, he's unreal. He's fun to watch.
They're out with a few receivers. There's this one new guy.
Yeah, he was out like four receivers this week.
There's six wide receiver, I think. So quite something for Tampa. Also, news from Lamar Jackson. Harbaugh said yesterday in a press conference he expects them to return after week 7 bye week, which is in about 2 weeks. The Ravens are in trouble. Defense is not good.
Yeah, no. I mean, they're cellar dwellers with the Browns right now. I mean, if you would have told me
you feel any better? Years,
yeah. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, he can't come back. I mean, it's crazy that one guy would just affect the whole team like that. When you have somebody like Lamar Jackson same thing with the Bengals. I mean, I think Flacco can at least give him a chance to be competitive, but you lose people like that, it affects your whole season.
Do you think the Steelers are lucky to have all these variables come together for them? I mean, what if
everything
was healthy? And what if the Browns had a good quarterback? How would this shape up?
Yeah, no, I think you'd be looking at a different, more even in the top there. It'd probably, 2-3-way tie, there for the lead. Now they're just kind of running away with it right now. So they're in a good spot.
Yeah, everyone, this is like the theme I'm hearing this season. There's no clear favorite for a Super Bowl winner, which is a good thing.
No. No, although the Chiefs, I mean, they look good. They look good. I mean,
they were able to hold down the Lions.
Yeah.
So that's a good step up for losing against the Jaguars.
The Lions defense, though, is bad. They look bad, their defense, to give that much points. So,
hey, it might be the Chiefs effect. We'll find out what happens the next couple of weeks. But we got to recap NFL Week 6, Dan. And I think Broncos get their first win. They did not. The Broncos defense smothered the Jets, racking up 9 sacks, Dan, and holding them to negative passing yardage. Denver's offense was sloppy, but survived thanks to the relentless pressure on Justin Fields. Nine sacks.
Yeah, he was running for his life back there, but he's optimistic. A reporter asked him, no team has made the playoffs being 0-5, and he said, well, there's just first time for everything. So, it was a little sloppy game there in London, low scoring, but Denver was able to do enough to squeak by.
These London games, pretty much any team that goes there doesn't look like the same. They look a little different.
You got to wonder if it's the travel and, it's a long way across the pond.
Hotel, the food, it's not everything's lined up.
Exactly.
Right there, so. But These two teams played in Green Bay, not in London. Green Bay got its running game. Josh Jacobs, he's back. Best game of the season, despite a sluggish start this earlier this season. The Bengals found life behind Joe Flacco's poised second half debut, but it wasn't enough. Jacobs, 93-yard stand. Flacco, 188 yards. Do you think the Bengals are good with Flacco?
I mean, it's better than Brownie. I mean, I think he can at least throw the ball down the field a little bit. Not very mobile. I mean, they brought the rush on a little bit. The first half was a struggle. If he would have played a little better in the first half, opened it up a little bit, they just didn't have much time in the first half. But I think it would have been a little different. But he was able to move the ball in the second half. He's actually got receivers now that can catch the ball, unlike in Cleveland. You know, he might be able to get a couple wins here for him.
You know, Flacco indicated he wanted to stay in Cleveland still.
Yeah, according to Stefanski, he didn't even know about it. It was like they made the move without even – that's what it sounded like from his presser. So it was kind of like this was Barry's decision, and, you know, he did it, you know. So I don't think he really wanted to move on from him. So.
And they all found out through X or Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to Tampa. This might have been one of the best games of the weekend. Baker Mayfield continued his MVP-level play, even without top weapons, throwing two touchdowns as the Bucs improved 5-1, Dan. The 49ers lost Fred Warner to injury, compounding their defensive woes after losing Nick Bosa early in the season. Are the Buccaneers Super Bowl contenders?
Oh, absolutely. They're no doubt Super Bowl contenders. Baker, I think, could very easily win the MVP. I mean, you talk about having six receivers out in this game, and he was still throwing all over the field. He could beat you with his legs. He's a fierce competitor. When they get those guys back healthy, I mean, look out, because they're going to be able to put some points up for sure.
Michael Mayer stepped up in Brock Bowers' absence, and the Raiders' defense dominated. Tennessee's offense was inefficient again, Dan, struggling with penalties and conservative play calling. Was this the game that cost Callahan's job?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the Raiders, you know, aren't the best team right now. I mean, they had one win prior, so you go out and lose double digits to them. I think for sure this was the nail in the coffin, per se.
Did the Patriots flex their muscles against the New Orleans Saints? Rookie quarterback Drake May aired it out as the Patriots leaned on deep passes, connecting for three long touchdowns. The Saints continued to falter in the red zone, settling to just field goals despite Spandler Rattler's inefficient performance. Are the Patriots the real deal, or they should have scored more against the Saints?
No, I think so. I mean, I think Drake May, I mean, he is coming to his own. I wasn't sure on him coming into the year, to be honest, but he's definitely shown that he can be a franchise guy. And I think, you know, with more reps, I think he's definitely going to get better in time. So I think Vrabel's doing a good job with the culture there like it used to be.
One key fact about Vrabel, and when he was with Tennessee, he had a good offense, but he had to get a new offensive coordinator every year because they went out to get head coaching jobs. Now with Josh McDaniels, he's proven not to be a head coach. He's safe to have him for at least a couple years.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
The Steelers' defense suffocated Cleveland with six sacks and relentless pressure. Aaron Rodgers' offense capitalized in the second half to seal a division win. The Browns' offensive struggles continue, dropping them 1-5. Steelers' defense, the Browns. Dan, what's your analysis over this match?
Yeah, it was kind of sickening. I mean, I usually watch every game, but honestly, I had to shut this one off because it was just so disheartening. I mean, just seeing the stagnant offense, I mean, these dink and dunk quick outs and not running the ball, throwing the ball 52 times, the penalties going backwards. It's just the same old song and dance with the Cleveland Browns. I mean, they, like I said, you haven't scored more than 17 points in 10 games, and you're not testing out any defense. They're just sitting back with their ears pinned, and they're bringing the rush, and Gabriel's not it. We're searching for a quarterback again in Cleveland, and if you saw my picture on Facebook, it was Cleveland Browns Day at daycare, and I sent my daughter with the Colt McCoy jersey, and on the back of the jersey I put duct tape and put "Who Knows" as the name, because nobody knows who the Browns quarterback's going to be. But Steelers are on the rise. I mean, look out for them for sure, because they are playing on all cylinders.
Aaron Rodgers is coming in at the right moment. Miami almost won this game, Dan. After a slow start, the Los Angeles Chargers exploded in the second half, powered by rookie running back Kimani Vidal. Breakout performance. Miami's offense rallied late but fell short despite big games from Jaylen Waddle and Devon Achane. Herbert versus Tua. Herbert got the win this time.
I will say this. If the Dolphins lose to the Cleveland Browns next week, that might get McDaniel fired. I would imagine that would be his demise if that happens. What do you think?
I think that would be the final nail in the coffin. And then Gabriel Dillon and Shador has both touchdowns. You know who's the most accurate kicker in the NFL?
Who's that?
Cameron Hicker from the Los Angeles Chargers. He can score from 60 yards.
Yeah, there was a few long kicks this past week.
Yeah, quite crazy. 60, let's go to the yards. Colts. Daniel Jones led a fourth quarter comeback as the Colts narrowly held off. Jacoby Brissett had a good game, inspired outing. The Cardinals moved the ball well, but faltered on their final drive. Colts defeat Cardinals 31-27, even with Brissett, who had a good game.
Yeah, no, happy for Brissett. He's a journeyman. He played in Cleveland for a while, and he was always reliable. So he could put up some numbers still. Very impressive, but Daniel Jones is still kicking. He's cooking, and you know, the Colts are looking good.
Also an MVP candidate. Let's go to Jacksonville. Seattle pass rush overwhelmed Trevor Lawrence with 7 sacks. Well, Jackson Smith Njigba dominated through the air. Jacksonville's lack of offensive rhythm and poor blocking led to frustration and their loss as Seattle beat Jacksonville 20-12.
Man, what receivers Ohio State puts out. I mean, this guy was Ohio State for sure. And so if you're a receiver, you're going to Ohio State because they produce them. You know, came up a little, you know, he looked good and put up some points. And, you know, Jacksonville, they really couldn't get things clicking with this Seattle defense.
Even after a big win last week against the Chiefs, let's go to Carolina. Bryce Young led a late drive capped by Ryan Fitzgerald's game-winning field goal as Carolina hit 500 for the first time in 4 years, Dan. The Cowboys' defense collapsed again.
I did not see this one coming at all. I mean, I don't think anyone would have picked the Carolina Panthers to beat the Dallas Cowboys. But, you know, Bryce Young is showing promise and, again, let down by the Cowboys' defense.
The most unpredictable team is the Dallas Cowboys, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's go. The Ravens lose against the Rams. Not surprising here. The Rams' defense dominated while Matthew Stafford's precision passing helped secure a road win. The Ravens' offense was turnover-prone, Dan, and lifeless without Lamar Jackson, marking their fourth straight loss. I think Huntley played for a little bit after they took out Cooper Rush.
Yeah, I mean, this team is a different team without their star quarterback for sure. Didn't see them winning this game at all. Stafford looked good, but Lamar can't come back soon enough because I don't think they're going to win without him.
I don't think it could make a little bit of a difference, but I think their defense is it's not there. It's not the old defense of old. So let's go to Kansas City. The Chiefs bounce back to .500 where they dominated, win over Detroit, controlling possession and rhythm without Rashi Rice. Patrick Mahomes led a balanced attack. While the defense responded after a poor showing last week, holding the NFL's top scoring offense to just 17 points, Chiefs win 30-17.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be a lot closer, but Chiefs defense played strong, and Detroit's didn't. I mean, Detroit's just had a collapse. I mean, they allowed Mahomes and the offense to just go down the field. And, again, question marks with Detroit, I think. I mean, they've had some good games, but you know, a few just really bad games. So it's kind of a Jekyll and Hyde what you're going to get right now. And Kansas City, I mean, they have to be a favorite. I mean, it's crazy what a few weeks may make, because beginning of the year, we're like, I don't know. But they got some weapons back. So they're a different team. And, you know, there was a little scuffle after the game. I think there's going to be some repercussions in that game from Branch, and got in it kind of with Mahomes and some other Juju Smith-Schuster. They were thrown.
They're gonna have some
be interesting.
Some fines, which, by the way, a lot of those fines, they go to charity. So it's quite something. Let's look at the standings. The NFC South, in particular, the Bucks are 5-1. Panthers are 3-3. Atlanta's 2-2. They played a 9. Saints are 1-5. But I think the Buccaneers are going to be the clear favorite for this division.
No, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, especially they're doing this with some of their receivers out. So, I mean, when they get them back, I mean, like I said, they're going to be tough.
I think Chris Godwin's going to come back soon. And the West, the NFC, 49ers are number one, Seahawks two, Rams three, Cardinals are.
Yeah, that's a competitive division right there.
More than I thought. Niners are hurt, but they're finding ways to win. So good for them. Let's go to the AFC, the North, 4-1, Bengals 2-4. We saw that earlier. The Colts are the dominating this division, the AFC South, the AFC West. It could get tighter, where the Chiefs might be going on a winning streak, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
So we'll see what happens.
I think it's going to tighten up there.
Yeah, quite something. Obviously, in the Patriots, 4-2. Am I seeing the change in the guard maybe sooner than later?
It could be. I mean, it's crazy when you get a culture, new culture in there, what it can do for a team.
Yeah.
Get a quarterback.
With Mike Vrabel. But we'll find out a little bit more about the Patriots. Doubleheader tonight, Monday Night Football is back. The Buffalo Bills at the Atlanta Falcons. I don't know. Not as easy to pick the Bills, but what are your thoughts over this game?
I like the Bills. I think it'll be a pretty close game, closer than people would think, but I think Josh Allen has a big game and gets it done.
Yeah, they did not do well against the Patriots a week ago, so they need this win. Bears at Commanders, second game, second part of the doubleheader. Who you got for this matchup? Of course, the Bears. Their offense is starting to click, and the Commanders, they have Jaden Daniels back, but not all their receivers.
Yeah, I think the Commanders get this done at home. I think it'll be a close game, maybe one possession, but I think Commanders will win.
Commanders over the Bears. Quite a night. The game of the night, I think. They're both pretty good. Just one team over the other. But we'll find out. Week 6 till tonight. And then we got – let me see what the Browns have next. Oh, the Dolphins. Yeah,
we just said it. The Dolphins. That's going to be the battle of who has their job.
At Cleveland, yeah. I don't know. I think McDaniels is more – I think Ron Stefanski is more safe than McDaniels, I would think.
Probably.
So,
probably. For whatever. Like I said, I think they're planned for 2028 and they don't want to upset the apple cart. And they're trying to get draft picks and play money ball and all that. And us fans just have to suffer for it. And hey, maybe we'll play better under a dome, though. That's what we need.
Which that's already been like finalized, right?
Done deal. What needs to happen is the fans just need to stop going. It's the only franchise to where you could put a bad product on the field every year and the fans go like you're gonna win the Super Bowl. It sells out the dog pound, they go tailgating, and everyone's ecstatic. In Carolina, no one goes to the games, but it's Browns. The fans are just so loyal, but if they felt it in their pocketbook and no one went. No one bought merchandise until the product gets better. Like, would you go to a restaurant if the food sucked all the time?
I would not go back.
So why are we doing that as fans? to go dog pound. Bad, you know, it's just my thoughts.
There you have it. You have the inside in Cleveland. And what is the best way to reach you online? Because I know you're on TikTok, you're on Threads, you're even on X sure. too.
Yeah, absolutely. X, Facebook. X is Danimal2478. You can find me on Facebook and Dan Madden, or for some real content, funeral service content, even the Browns. Dan the Funeral Man on TikTok.
There you have it. You can reach us at thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or thesportscast1 on Instagram and X. Will be live tweeting tonight. We'll see what happens. And any more developments? I don't see any coach getting rid of, not this weekend, maybe next weekend. Could be the Browns or the Miami coach. So we'll find out. Well, Dan, thanks for coming on. And this was your opinion.